The Season of Epiphany. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Matthew chapter 2. Epiphany is celebrated on January the 6th and marks the climax of the Advent and Christmas seasons. It is celebrated as a season of the church year for many Protestant traditions, extending until the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, which, depending on the timing of Easter, could be 4 to 9 Sundays. The Roman Catholic tradition observes Epiphany on January 6th only, with the Sundays following referred to as Ordinary Time. The traditional color used for sanctuary adornments during the Epiphany season is white and changes to green on the Sundays which follow until Ash Wednesday. Epiphany means manifestation, appearance, revelation, or a new way of thinking. Liturgically, the Epiphany commemorates the visitation of the wise men or magi to the Christ child. As astrologers, they had long searched the night sky for a sign to indicate where the promised Messiah would be born. Then, after 2 years and a 600-mile journey, they found the toddler Jesus, gave to him costly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and bowed down to worship him as king, thus revealing Jesus to be God incarnate and Savior of all mankind. In tradition, these first Gentile seekers of truth and followers of Christ are called wise men, a title more costly than the gifts they bestowed on their king. Searching the night sky for a sign, any sign, no matter how indistinct, predisposes a search in the night of the soul. One can only encounter the light of the living God after having become exhausted and despairing from staring into the dark recesses of oneself. Epiphany by Lena Lee Marler. Peering, pathless, lidless eyes searching the night of self, leering, jeering, lying eyes shunning the bright darkness, blinded, bound, and gagging, gazing, hoping, hopeless, the gaze met, and longing, longed for, the lamps of the soul lit.
And longing, longed for. of the soul.